Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Police are still trying to find the suspect in a mass shooting Tuesday afternoon in South Minneapolis. Chief Brian O'Hara called it a deeply troubling act of violence.
In the middle of the day, a gunman armed with a high-velocity .223 rifle opened fire on a group of people on the sidewalk directly across the street from a Catholic high school. That gunman wound up killing one person and wounding six others.
O'Hara says the gunman fired about 30 rounds before getting in a vehicle and fleeing the scene. Investigators believe the shooter was targeting at least one of the victims. The matchups are set for two Minnesota Senate special elections in November. State Representative Amanda Hemmingson Yeager of Woodbury won the Senate District 47 Democratic primary with 82% of the vote. She'll face Republican Dwight Doro for the seat of former Senator Nicole Mitchell. In the Senate District 29 Republican primary, Michael Holmstrom Jr. won a three-way race with 73% support. He'll take on DFL candidate Lewis McNutt for the seat of the late Senator Bruce Anderson of Buffalo. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he's concerned about the state of the farm economy.
It's always the uncertainty. Commodity prices are not great where they need to be, and I think we're trying to see the trade deals settle out.
Walz says farmers in the state are poised to harvest a large crop.
But again, I'm most concerned that we make sure our markets stay open, that we got a place to sell these folks.
Walz says farmers are resilient while acknowledging this is a difficult time for agriculture. And the Minnesota governor's fishing opener will be a little closer to home in 2026. Walz announced it'll be held in Stillwater on the St. Croix River from May 8th to May 9th. This will be the first time the governor's fishing opener will be held in Stillwater. The State Department of Agriculture has about $4 million available to help gas stations expand access to renewable fuels. Program Administrator Jenny Leeser says they received about 100 applications last year.
So we have grant funding that can go to petroleum retailers in Minnesota that are looking to upgrade their storage tanks, their dispensers, or other equipment that they need so that they're able to offer E15 and higher ethanol blend to their communities.
Leeser says about 20 projects received grants in 2024 to install new ethanol pumps and other infrastructure. She says there's a little more funding this year. And the Minnesota Twins used a four-run ninth inning to rally past the Blue Jays 7-5 last night in Toronto. Matt Wallner and Mickey Gasper hit home runs in the ninth inning, and Luke Kieschel had a two-run shot in the sixth. Minnesota starter Bailey Ober allowed four runs over five innings. The Twins and Blue Jays played the rubber match tonight. This is MNN.